Hello, Prosit and Paddlers 2000. How you doing out there? This one's just for the web page, so everybody raise up your glass, and we're going to do this one. All right, that works for me. So this year's event, except for a few cheaters, was flawless. I had heard rumors of canoes that had been greased, canoes that had been coated in Vaseline. I can neither confirm nor deny the Vaseline canoe. Barrels untied behind other canoes. Ooh. Apparently someone was afraid of the UW Hoofers' fifth place finish last year and had to sabotage that team. So we're going to start this awards just as honorable mentions, because the only award here at the Prost and Paddle is the Golden Growler. This here Golden Growler is refillable every day for a year. Half gallon of beer. Drink it up. Cheers. Okay. I got too many things in my hands. All right, set her down. We're going to start from sixth place, which brings up an interesting point, and perhaps we're going to have a couple of formative meetings on new divisions and different prizes and all of that kind of thing as this Prost and Paddle moves along. But the sixth place finishers was actually the first double, the first two-man team. And that was the Golden Growler, the Growlers, the first two-man team right back there. Is that you guys? Honorable mention right there down on the deck for the Growlers. Okay, and then we're gonna get right to it here. Myers Home Brewers, which was team number 16, came in fifth place. That was the fifth place three-man team. Where are they, Myers Home Brewers? All right. Team number 4 was J&J. No, it wasn't. Never mind that. Team number 3 was Miss Blotz. Where's Miss Blotz? Right on the end of the pier over here. Raise it up. Team number 2 with a finishing time of 26 minutes from Mukwonago, Wisconsin, and last year's champions, Heaven City. And I'd like to invite Heaven City up to the microphones here. These fabulous competitors took full advantage of their growler last year and came in a total of about 15, 20 times, something like that.
We're not from around here. But it's getting scratched up, though. We rode around in the car for a while. You like it?
So right here, what we're going to do is retire the 1999 Growler and have the Heaven City team pass along to Jesse, Mike, and Corey, who finished in 23 minutes the prize of the Golden Growler.
Good job, guys. Good job.
Congratulations.
And that's Jesse, Dave, and a guy named Cameron. Thanks for the growler.
And we will use this every day because we live just down the road. You know? Yeah.
face anywhere.
So now, as a point of order, I must raise at this point, the Golden Growler 1999 is retired. The 2000 has been passed. But this is a race with no cheating allowed. And also, you have to be 21 to win. 21. They're all in there. These guys are students at MSOE.
Yeah.
So let's raise it up and toast a prost to MSOE in the night, 2000 Prost and Paddle winners.
Thank you very much, and we'll see you at the L House, right?
We almost lost it twice.
Yeah.
Thank you. Every day for a year. Be careful, guys.
I like it. My summer job is going to be to come down to the Milwaukee Ale House to pick up this growler every day.
Okay, everybody stick around, drink beer, and enjoy the Yonder Mountain String Band from Netherlands, Colorado. Here they go, set number 2.